Hey everybody, this is the Grill Sergeant, and I want to thank you for downloading Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who make this virtual tailgate party a free ride every week. Thanks again for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in America.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
And welcome back once again, Tailgate Nation, to Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And, you know, I can feel it in the air. There, it's like a big balloon has been, all the air has been let out of it because college football season is over. The regular season is over. We've got our four teams for the playoffs. And whether you're happy with that or not, a lot of people have been clamoring for a lot of years to have a playoff in the NCAA. So we got one, a four-team bracket, and we've got Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State that will be vying for this year's national championship in the NCAAs. And for those of you that, you know, want to debate the merits of that, we knew going in that somebody was going to be left out in the cold. What we didn't realize is two teams were going to be left out in the cold because of the Big 12. And, you know, I can see sides on all ends, but when you're dealing with a committee and you're dealing with something that's as subjective as determining the four best teams in college football with identical records, that's a really tough thing to do. And so I know that folks in Texas, Baylor fans, TCU fans, and folks around the world, or at least around the country, that are upset with that, they have right to be. And if Ohio State had been left out after that massacre that they had in the Big Ten championship game, they would have been upset. And so, you know, you can say that there weren't any political factors involved, or there wasn't money, or there weren't brands, but you think about it. You've got in the championship bracket, the four teams: Alabama, which is a storied program; Oregon, which for the last decade has been a top 10 program; Florida State, last year's national championship, hasn't lost a game in 2 years, and they're undefeated, and they're probably the most polarizing team in the field; and Ohio State, who is has that marquee name and brand and went in and won 59-0. In the Big Ten Championship. And so, you know, I see it on all ends. But the good news is bowl season's right around the corner. Football season is winding down. We've only got, I think, 4 weeks, 3 weeks left in the NFL season. And, of course, those of you that are following the FCS championships, you still got football every week. And there's some great games this week that are going to be a lot of fun to watch. And we're rooting for our folks up there in North Dakota State. And we're going to be chatting with the folks from Bison Tailgating, North Dakota State University. I think they're back-to-back champions. They're on their way again. They've got a big game this weekend. And if they win that, I think they'll be in the semifinals. And so we're going to check in with them a little later. But our main guest, I'm super excited to have our guest this week. He is the sales director for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show that takes place in Las Vegas every year. And if you are a store owner, if you have a product, if you are in the business of sports apparel or sports branding or licensing, or if you're in the tailgating business, this is a place for you, and you need to do what you can to participate in the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. It's one of the biggest shows of the year, and it's an industry show, and it certainly is something that I've been to several times. I'm going to be out there again this year from the 14th to the 16th, I think, in January at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And we'll check in with the sales director, Mike Lawson, who's going to give us all the great details on what's going on out there at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show this year in Las Vegas. So we've got a whole lot going on. We'll be checking in with what we've got going on in the world of tailgate radio. We've got some potentially exciting news coming up real soon. I am in the new studio. We're not fully implemented, but we are. I am in this soundproof booth, and I can tell the difference in quality of the tones that are coming out, and I hope you can too. And we're just excited about all the growth going on at Tailgate Radio. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Mike Lawson from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much again for downloading this week's episode. And we've got a great guest for you. He is the sales director for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show that takes place in Las Vegas every year. And he's going to tell us all about it. Matt Lawson, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, John. How are you?
Fantastic, Matt. So tell us about, I mean, just the name gets me all jacked up, the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Tell me a little bit about the history and how that whole show came about.
Absolutely, yeah. We started the show in 2006, and basically as another large industry trade show came to an end in the sporting goods industry, we recognized the need to really promote sports licensing and the emerging category of tailgating. And the show owners came up with the idea for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Basically, it has evolved over the last 10 years into a must-attend event for anybody that's in the sports license products industry and tailgating industry. Our exhibitors are companies that manufacture and sell either sports license merchandise with NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball and NHL, and NASCAR, collegiate license merchandise, any of those product categories. And, of course, tailgating products, and that can be anything from auto accessories to tailgating games to furnishings, grills, coolers, all different types of tailgating products. And pretty much any product that you can think of in just about any category is available at our show with just about any license possible.
For our audience, can you just take a step back and explain what licensing is? I mean, everybody knows about licensed gear, and if you go into a store and you see your favorite team or apparel or some type of goods, you're going to see a logo that's represented and through licensing. But how does that process actually work from it being a shirt to being a NFL team shirt or a Major League Soccer shirt or something like that?
Sure. It's a you know, very tough process. You know, companies, you know, sometimes work for months, if not years, to secure these licenses. You know, if you're a company coming into the industry and say you manufacture T-shirts or some other type of apparel item, you basically would apply for, let's say, for example, collegiate licensing. There's a couple of major collegiate licensing agencies that you apply through that represent most of the major universities. Or for NFL or NBA or Major League Baseball or any of the other leagues, you would go to the leagues directly and apply for those licenses. And, you know, obviously there's a pretty strict application fee, obviously a lot of money that's due to acquire those licenses. And obviously the leagues do a lot of vetting on their end to make sure that it's a quality manufacturer that they're entering into a partnership with.
Do you actually have the leagues themselves involved in the show?
We do. We do, actually. Both major collegiate licensing groups, CLC and LRG, both have meeting space on our show floor. Fermata Partners, who is a new emerging collegiate licensing group, also will be attending our show on the pro league level. We do have the NBA. NBA Properties has a very large presence at our show, along with the NHL and the NFL Players Association. Major League Baseball and NFL usually have representatives that attend our show and walk the show floor, but some of the leagues do have you know, great meeting space on the show floor, and you know, give people an opportunity to approach them for licensing partnerships, and are really there to promote their current licensees, to promote programs with retailers, and basically support our industry as a whole.
Who would be a great attendee for the show if they were interested in this? And I know that covers a lot of ground, but again, I've been to the show several times. It is a massive undertaking, and is always great. And you never know who you're going to run into in the halls, and you know, sports celebrities and chefs and all kinds of folks. But from an attendee perspective, who is this designed for?
The attendee category, that is going to be your retail buyer, and that is going to range anything from the retail buyers representing large mass retailers like Walmart and Target, to sporting goods stores like Dick's Sporting Goods and Sports Authority and Academy, to great online retailers, of course, like Fanatics and Amazon, to all sorts of fan shops, gift stores, specialty retailers, stores like Cracker Barrel and Bed Bath & Beyond. I mean, it really does range anywhere from your largest mass retailer to your smallest mom-and-pop store and everything in between. And these really are the people that are responsible for getting the products into to the store, so that fans, you know, when they go into their favorite store, you know, can look for their favorite team's product and just about every category imaginable.
I'm here with Matt Lawson, sales director for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show coming up next month in Las Vegas, and we'll get the details on that a little bit later. One of the things that I think is very interesting is we get a lot of calls here at Tailgate Radio from manufacturers of small companies, some medium-sized companies, and a few large companies, but they're always looking for opportunities to get their product in front of an audience. Would you say this is a great opportunity to do that?
It definitely is. I would recommend, you know, as anybody though in any industry, you know, coming to a national trade show like this, where it is a business-to-business trade show, I would make sure that you do have your manufacturing in place, packaging, distribution, and you know, make sure you're coming to the show with a finished product. Obviously, over the last 10 years, we've had numerous companies contact us that have, you know, great ideas, but they still might be in a developmental stage where they're making the product in their garage with their best friend, or they're, you know, out tailgating and they've got a few prototypes. And of course, you know, if it's a great product, you know, they're always encouraged, it seems like, by friends and family and other tailgaters to bring the product to market. That's, you know, certainly something we encourage. It's just for an exhibitor coming into our show, it's definitely going to be more advantageous to be at a point in their you know, their business development, where they do have the product ready to go into market, you know, in front of retailers, and have their packaging and distribution and everything ready to go.
Yeah, I think it'd be very frustrating for a company that is maybe in that infancy and is doing limited production, like you said, maybe in the garage or something, and you have a company interested in it, and you can't fulfill the order because you just don't have those capabilities. So you want to come to the show prepared and ready to take orders and ready to fulfill those orders. And I've seen some really big deals happen at that show every year. It is amazing how much business takes place at that show. It really is phenomenal.
It really is, and it's amazing too. The normal deals, the typical exhibitor is there at the show to get their product in front of retail, you know, in front of retail buyers. But it's amazing some of the other networking opportunities and licensing deals and partnerships and other things that come out of that show. There's companies that maybe come into the show that maybe have a few colleges or, you know, maybe licensing with one league, and they end up networking with other exhibitors in the show that hold NFL licenses or Major League Baseball licenses and put together various partnerships. We've had entertainment licensing deals come out of the show. It's just all around just an amazing networking opportunity for anyone in our industry, and it's just amazing the deals and the networking that come from getting basically an entire industry of people under one roof for 3 days.
Well, you know, one of the things that I love about the show is when people are there to work, they work hard, but in the evenings, they also play hard because you guys always have some cool events associated with the show each year. What are some really special events either after hours or actually during the show that are going to be highlights of this year's Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show?
Absolutely. We have this year, we always do a great opening night party for our industry there at the show. This year, it is going to be sponsored by the NFL Players Association, which brings some added excitement to the show as they always have some great player ambassadors that are there with us, and that event takes place right there as the first day is winding down, right there in the back of our hall, and we've got tailgating games set up by some of our exhibitors and vendors, and of course, you know, all sorts of, you know, food and music and drinks, and it's just an overall great way for everybody to kick off the show and, you know, and get to see each other. A lot of people have been there for years and, you know each other, and it's just an overall great networking event. We're also going to be highlighting this year as the soccer really does emerge into the U.S. marketplace, you know, as a sporting category and both as a product category and a sports category. We are working closely with some of the manufacturers and licensees of European Soccer Club licensed merchandise. We are going to be doing a happy hour on the second day of our show as well, which will highlight and focus on some of these brands. We do have Chelsea Football Club coming all the way over to our show, and I believe Manchester United and a few of the other teams will also be there, and really starting to focus and highlight the great opportunities that are there for retailers to work with licensed product for the European soccer clubs.
Let's talk about for a minute the tailgating side, because in the past, and I don't know if it's how it's set up this year, but you have sections of the show where the sports licensing is by far the largest section, but then you also have an area dedicated just to tailgating. Is that still going to be the setup this year at the show?
Yes, it is. And what's great is this area, you know, continues to get larger. We've sold out this entire area again this year, and unfortunately have had to turn away a few companies into this area. But basically, it gives companies an opportunity that are at the point where they've got their manufacturing in place, they've got their packaging in place, they've taken a great tailgating idea, whether it's come from a parking lot or a garage or whatever the case may be, and they're there and they're ready to be in front of retail. And what we've done is we've created a specific area of our show called the Tailgate Zone, and this is an area where a company that doesn't hold any sports licenses can come in, basically exhibit at a discounted rate with a turnkey booth package, and enjoy all the benefits of being at the show just as somebody with NFL or NBA licensing does, and it gives them an opportunity to really do two things: to gauge the interest of the retail market with their existing product, and it also gives them just an incredible incredible opportunity to network with about 370 other exhibitors at that show that do already hold these licenses. It gives them an opportunity to approach them about a potential sub-licensing deal, various licensing partnerships. It gives them an opportunity to visit with some of the leagues, some of the collegiate licensing groups that are at the show. And it's just an excellent way for somebody that's got a new product coming to market or a tailgating item that to really get in front of the retail audience and give them an opportunity to really see what's out there and engage the interest from retailers.
Let's talk some fun, because every year that we come out there and attend the show, it's, to me, it's like a kid in a candy store, because there's so many cool gadgets and things like that. And over the years, I've seen some products that started in the show as very modest, very small companies that have just exploded in growth. Can you talk about some of the tailgating products that are going to be highlighted, or maybe just some cool things that you've seen over the years that that makes that tailgating section of the show so much fun?
Sure, it's amazing the different products that are there. You've got anything from companies doing traditional tailgating games like cornhole and beer pong, to companies with all different types of novelty products and grilling accessories and gadgets. And there really is just too many items to even list. But some of the new ones this year would be companies that there's one company that basically has a complete tailgate in a box, where it's a very eco-friendly product, where basically you can come to the tailgate, to a tailgate party or a concert, and basically have everything you need, from a simple light-up grilling surface to a cooler, to even a little portable beer pong game right there within the packaging of the product. Obviously, it's for a simple tailgating experience. It's not something your tailgater friend that maybe sets up for 2 days in a parking lot is going to want, and it's great for some college kids or somebody going to a concert that just wants to bring a simple tailgate item to an event, and basically has everything you need in one simple package, and it's something you can recycle and throw away when you're done.
I'm here with Matt Lawson, the sales director. What a fun job you have, by the way. that has to be one of the top three coolest jobs out there, the sales director for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Where can we learn more about the show and the details of where it's going to be, the time of the year, and all the details associated with it? Because if you fall into the category of somebody that can benefit from being there, you absolutely want to be at the show, because it has continued to grow over the years. It is a unique experience, and the location isn't that bad either. So if you can tell us the details of the show, that would be awesome.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We will be back at the Las Vegas Convention Center January 14th through the 16th, and that's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show. And for anybody looking for information on exhibiting, we still have a few booth spaces available. If anybody that's a retail buyer looking to find some just incredible new products for their stores, we'd love to have you out at the event. You can go to sportstailgateshow.com. Again, sportstailgateshow.com for any information, and to contact us either regarding exhibiting or registering to attend as a retail buyer.
Matt Lawson, I want to thank you so much for taking time this week on Tailgate Radio to tell us about the great Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show coming up in January in Las Vegas. And we wish you all the best, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, John. Look forward to seeing you, and thank you for the continued coverage and support of the event.
This episode of Tailgate Radio is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity's 10 Days or Whatever of Kwanzaa. You give Cards Against Humanity $15 and they'll send you 10 mystery gifts for the 10 Days or Whatever of Kwanzaa. Space is limited to the first 250,000 people who sign up at holidaybullshit.com.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Boil the spots, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating. Barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at SpudSpikes.com. That's SpudSpikes.com.
That's right. To use a Spud Spike, you oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we have talked earlier today. By the way, a great interview with Matt Lawson from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. I want to thank him for coming in. We talked earlier about how the football season's winding down, how the regular season in college football has come to an end, except for the bowl games, which start on December 20th in New Orleans at the New Orleans Bowl. And but if you're a fan of the FCS, which is the football championship series, that's used to be the old 1AA football league, they're right in the middle of their playoff run, and they actually have a true playoff. And I think they have 16 teams, and they are in the middle of – well, actually, they're coming to the end of that playoff run. And one of the teams still in – is North Dakota State University, home of the Bison, and you may have caught them on ESPN last week, and you'll catch them again this week because that's the only football really being played right now. We've got that, you know, that dead time between the end of the regular season and the bowl season. But anyway, they've hosted a couple of playoff games, I think, up there in Fargo, North Dakota, and I want to bring in Mr. Craig Work to tell us about. Yeah, first of all, Craig, what makes tailgating in North Dakota so special?
You know, we have extreme weather, we'll say. For instance, last year when we went down and beat Kansas State, it was over 100 degrees down there. So, well, Fargo, everything's a little bit different. We have different variations in temperature. At our coldest point last year, we tailgated in 26 below. And, you know, that day was a little bit chilly, but it's really exciting. It's pretty much, if you ever had a chance to bring every friend you have and put them all in one big parking lot, that's Fargo. Fargo is probably one of the friendliest cities you'll ever experience. Anybody that has come from away teams that, are excited about tailgating. They may only have 5-6 people with them, but everybody allows them to stop. We'll give them a beverage. We'll make them a burger. You name it. We make them feel at home. It's a really nice atmosphere.
So what are some of the unique aspects of tailgating at North Dakota State?
We probably have more coach buses that have been converted to tailgate rigs probably than anyone in the nation, I would say. We've got, for instance, our camper, the 1975, we've completely gutted it and made it into, a mobile tailgate bar, if nothing else. TVs on the outside, on the inside, 10 by 20 tents that, we can enclose. So when it is 26 below, we can put the heaters on and we're still comfortable in t-shirts. One other group, they go by an unofficial name of Six Flags Tailgating, and they do it up big time. They've got speakers blaring. They got actually have Six Flags. They've got a trailer that it's got lights built on the side so that when you do have a night game, they're not in the dark. They have a lot of fun. Big TVs on the inside, on the outside, mobile seating. It's wonderful.
Now, has North Dakota State really embraced the tailgating culture? Is that something they promote there?
We do. It is really a fan-friendly atmosphere. Whether you have children, whether you're adults, your college, everybody is encouraged to attend, and they'll welcome you with open arms.
Well, you know, it's great when you have an awesome product on the field. It just makes that parking lot experience that much more enjoyable. Is there ever an opportunity are there any traditions there at North Dakota State where I know in some areas we've traveled to where the team
will actually walk through the tailgate lot and just kind of whip everybody up, you know, 3 or 4 hours before the game just to kind of get that experience themselves. Do you guys have something like that?
We don't have an official team walk or anything. We have, in Fargo, we play in a dome, and the tailgating is across the street, and the entrance area is kind of secured, so we don't get an opportunity to have a walkthrough. But when we, for instance, we've got the last three national championships in the FCS, where we'll do a lot of away games, there's a lot of walkthroughs and whatnot, so we have that. We have a tradition with South Dakota State. We have, bordering North Dakota and South Dakota, there are granite markers that are called Dakota markers. Well, there's the Dakota marker trophy that has passed back and forth, and I forget offhand how many years we've had it in a row, but so we play for the Dakota marker every year, and they're also in our conference.
I've actually been to the FCS championship in Plano before. It was 2 years ago, I think, and North Dakota State travels very well. There were a ton of fans in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for that game.
Yes, it was quite the experience. We have an app, it's called Bison Tracker, and you can track the fans and where they're at. And while that was happening, you could see I-29 that goes from Fargo, and it changes numbers, but it basically goes all the way to Dallas. And you could see it was just a solid yellow line. And anywhere there was a major airport, there was tracks being marked all over.
This weekend, what is on the menu for Bison tailgating?
We are, our group is going to key on sliders this week. It's something we've never done. So we thought, you know what, that sounds pretty tasty. They're easy, and we'll give that a shot. So we're going to do, you know, the traditional buffalo wing, pulled pork, mini burgers, and probably come up with a few other things as well.
Now, do you guys have a designated chef, or do you guys spread the wealth when it comes to grilling up all the food for the game?
You know, luckily enough, we have all the guys that are in our group enjoy tailgate cooking. And so we all actually cook. We have our specialties. Every week I make smoked wings in the smoker, and then we finish them up on the grill, and I've got my own secret sauce I put together. And so I do that every week. We've got some deep fry experts, and we've got some grilling experts and some baking experts as well.
I'm here with Craig Works of Bison Tailgating at North Dakota State. Where can we see more of what's going on up there with you guys? Do you have a website or a Facebook presence?
Yeah, absolutely. Just check us out on Facebook. It's Bison Tailgating on Facebook, or Bison Tailgating on Twitter. At North Dakota State has their website as well. One Herd is an excellent clothing brand that really gears towards Bison equipment as well.
Best of luck to you guys this weekend. I don't think you'll be in the negative 20s yet. Thank you for joining us on Tailgate Radio. And, folks, you can check out what they've got going on their Facebook page at Bison Tailgating. Craig, thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's the Grill Sergeant John Largent for Tailgate Radio, and I've got a great new product I want you to try. It's called Smarter Starter Fluid, the natural charcoal lighter fluid. You know, if you're like me, you don't like the taste of fuel on your charcoal grilled food. Smarter Starter Fluid is a novel formulation of agriculturally derived ingredients that lights barbecue charcoal grills quickly and won't leave bad tasting petrochemical fuel compounds on your food. Their ultra low toxicity formula presents virtually no risk of poisoning to children or pets. So why don't you do like I did? Try Smarter Starter Fluid for the best tasting, safest, and most convenient charcoal grilled foods you'll ever have. That's Smarter Starter Fluid, and you can find them online at www.smarterstarterfluid.com.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largen here, and we've got a real special guest this week. Award-winning author, books like Grilling Vegan Style and The Tipsy Vegan, and he's got a brand new book called The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, John Schlimm.
Hey, from one John to another, I am so excited to be with you and all of my tailgating buddies.
Writing a book on beer is a tall order in and of itself, but writing The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour probably takes some insight and expertise not everybody has. Where does your expertise in the beer world come from?
Well, you know, there are worse gigs I guess I could have gotten. You know, this has been so great to do. I come from an old beer family, is where that all comes from. You know, I like to say beer literally flows in my veins. My great-great-grandfather was Peter Straub, and he founded our Straub Brewery here in Pennsylvania back in the 1870s. So today we're the third oldest family-owned and operated pre-Prohibition brewery. And it's certainly a legacy that I take to heart, and it's been great to, you know, learn about that legacy over the years and to now be able to translate it into something that all my pals across the country can enjoy.
You've got over 400 recipes in your book that all use beer. Now, the question I have to ask you is, did you get all those recipes through personal experimentation?
Well, you know, I have been collecting beer recipes for a really long time. And in fact, I think the cookbook you're actually referring to with the 400 recipes was my first big national cookbook, The Ultimate Beer Lovers Cookbook. This is a follow-up to that, Happy Hour, and I've come back with 325 more recipes. So lots of recipes are out there, you know, in these books for people to enjoy. You know, a lot of them I've paid close attention to the great beer foods over the years, and especially for the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour, I looked at what are all of our favorite bar snacks out there, and how can I take those traditional snacks and really fire them up, and then add some great beer pairings with them. So, you know, my love of beer and food made with beer and food consumed, you know, with a beer chaser goes way back. And it's been such a joy to be able to do these and a lot of fun. And I never have to look very far for willing volunteers to help me test the recipes.
The folks that tend to really gravitate to that just naturally have that passion and that level of comfort in and around food and food preparation. Is that where your inspiration comes from as well?
Well, I think it's a little bit of that and, you know, a lot about I just love to eat and to drink beer. And I think, you know, in that way, I'm kind of self-taught. You know, I don't have a culinary degree. I'm not a chef, but I love to eat. And I, of course, have spent a lot of time eating a lot of different kinds of foods, drinking a lot of different kind of beers. You know, as I've done book tours back and forth across the country, I've had the pleasure of drinking a lot of different beers and sort of figuring out what works with what. Of course, I tend to think it all boils down to, you know, my rule of thumb is drink what you like. But, you know, when you're talking about pairings, and certainly when we toss it into the realm of tailgating, it can be a lot of fun to experiment with all the great beers that are popping up everywhere. It's just, you know, we're in the midst of the craft revolution, so this is our time as beer lovers.
That was a great segue, because I was going to ask you about that. It really does seem like there is a renaissance in the world of beer making, craft beers, and even like we're based down here in Texas, even some of the laws that have been restrictive in sharing those craft beers have even changed over the last couple of years. So it really does seem like this is the new golden age in the world of beer.
Absolutely, which, you know, is really only appropriate since beer is one of the oldest beverages around. You know, some even think that it predates wine. You know, there's even debate out there, people who think that, you know, Jesus maybe didn't actually turn water into wine, that he turned it into beer. You know, there are actually scholars who are debating this. So beer has been around since the beginning of time. It popped up and almost simultaneously across the four corners. So it's it's only right that thousands of years later, it's going strong and really coming into its own as a culinary icon. And it certainly deserves that for all the happiness that it brings to each of us.
Now, do you get an opportunity? The Keystone State is a fantastic state for tailgating, and there are just great venues and great sports teams. Do you get the opportunity to partake in that? I know this time is probably the best time of year, the fall. There's a little crispness in the air, and you can smell those scents wafting over the parking lot. Do you get a chance to do that as busy as you are with your tours and everything?
Yeah, you know, I try to do it as often as possible, and whether it's a sporting event or a concert, you know, we get a lot of the great musicians through Pennsylvania as well. And so for me, any excuse to get into a parking lot and tailgate, I am there. And it's just, or, you know, someone's living room at halftime. Even halftime, you know, can be happy time as long as you have plenty of beer, no matter where you are. So, of course, I think it's such a great American tradition. And really, Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour is in that spirit of tailgating, and in the spirit of, you know, all your listeners out there know this, just wanting to have fun. Beer equals fun, tailgating equals fun, and being at these great venues, it's just all of that fun, and maybe leaving reality, you know, checking reality at the door for a couple hours, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm here with John Schlimm. He's the author of the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour. You know, you talked about your history of your family. How engaged were you, or how engaged are you in the process of how your family's beer or any beer is actually brewed in the process that goes into it? Because as a novice, for me, you know, I really had to do some homework on the difference between just a traditional lager and an IPA and all those things. So, you know, for the layperson, what are some important things to kind of take away from what's going on in the world of beer right now?
Well, you know, for us at the Straw Brewery, we're really fortunate in that we have an incredible brewmaster. His name is Vince Acetta, and he really is a genius when it comes to creating the craft beers that we're starting to produce. You know, I think all my cousins are more than happy to keep me away from, you know, the kettle and the production line. I think I think it would probably turn into that scene from I Love Lucy when Lucy has to go to the chocolate factory and it all goes crazy. You know, so I let the brewmaster do what he does best in making the beer, and I do what I think I probably do best, and that's consuming the beer. But it's what's incredible is to watch someone like him in the process he goes through in figuring out what ingredients go together and all the different kinds of hops that are out there and how to use those with the malts and whatever other flavors. That's been a fascinating process to watch. And I think that we, on the flip side of that, are all the beneficiaries of that. Because when we're sitting in the parking lot and we're tailgating, we can now pull down that tailgate and we can have you know, a dozen or two different beers lined up, those little cups that we can sample right down the row. And it's really in thanks to not only the geniuses, I think he tends to be a genius, as I think these other brewmasters across the country are, but also the home brewers. You know, the home brewing revolution is so huge now, and I love that. We just had a home brewing festival here in town, which benefited the United Way a couple months ago, and it was so great to go up and try all these beers and seeing what people are producing in their homes. And it's really incredible. So it's bringing out sort of the inner culinary brew artist in everybody. And again, we get to be the beneficiary of that. You know, I now sit on the board of directors of my family's brewery, and so it's really cool to see the business from that perspective, especially being a smaller brewery. And just seeing how engaged everyone is in the process. You know, we don't use lots of, it's a lot of hands-on stuff. And so that's still cool to know that there are places like that still going on. And certainly the home brewers who I love across the country, they're keeping that tradition alive as well.
Yeah, and would you agree that the resurgence or just the growth of the overall craft and home brewing market has been good for the industry in general?
absolutely. I think any time you get people engaged in the process, it's a good thing. And certainly when it comes to beer, because what I think the home brewers are doing, they're really getting the established breweries to step up their game and put out the best products possible. But at the same time, you know, the companies that are putting out quality products are really then in return inspiring the home brewers to push the limits of their craft even further. So it goes both ways. And again, don't you love it? We get to be the beneficiary of that on the end when we can crack open a cold one and sit there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. But before we go, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We've got a weekend of tailgating upcoming. And if there was a one go-to recipe with your favorite, and I don't want to say your favorite beer, but a combination that works good for you, that the folks, I mean, this is Wednesday. This is typically supply day. They're going out to the grocery stores and the spirit stores and grabbing their supplies to get ready for this weekend's tailgate party. What's a good takeaway recipe that you would recommend to folks out there in the tailgate nation?
Well, I'm going to give you two because I think burgers and tailgating and beer all go together like nobody's business. And in the beer and burgers bar section of the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour, there is a recipe for sweet onion sliders where a big, you know, thick slice of a sweet onion actually becomes the burger patty that is seasoned with some really great herbs and other spices and just tossed on a little grill, or you know, you can obviously make that in the oven, and that paired with a brown ale or a really great Dunkelweizen is fantastic. But the other burger, I happen to love cauliflower, and I think that it's often underrated. I have a recipe for a grilled cauliflower burger where, again, a thick marinated slice of cauliflower becomes the burger patty, and that is paired with an Oktoberfest or a barley wine or even an American wheat ale. And I think those two will be really, you know, a new favorite out there in parking lots across the country or living rooms during high pastime.
Where can we follow you, learn more about you, and where can we pick up the book, The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour?
You can go to my website, which is johnschlim.com, and learn more about me there, and also connect with me on social media. I know you do as well at Tailgate Radio. We love connecting with people, our fellow neighbors across the country. And the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour is sold wherever books are available. So you can hop on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you know, your local independent bookstore.
John Schlim, author of Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour. Thank you for coming in to this week's edition of Tailgate Radio, and best to you. And I hope we can connect down the road sometime.
I hope so too. And I hope, you know, everyone out there has a great tailgating season. Of course, the beauty is it's always tailgating season now. So we're the winners there as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Hi again, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with your Tailgate Training Camp Tip of the Week right after this. I know for a lot of you, it's not uncommon to be out in the parking lot 6 to 12 hours before kickoff. And, you know, during that time, you're doing a lot of different things. You're cooking, you're enjoying your friends and family, you're drinking adult beverages, maybe soda. But one of the things you may not realize is you need to keep yourself hydrated. Each and every week at stadiums across the country, there are emergency calls because folks are getting dehydrated. Well, let's address that and let's make it quick and easy and simple for you to make sure that that never happens to you. Just make sure the night before the game, grab two or three of the gallon jugs of water, freeze them overnight, use that to keep all your food cold in your coolers, and then as it melts, use that for your drinking water. Makes it quick, easy, and you save some space. That's the Tailgate Tip of the Week this week from Tailgate Training Camp. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. We'll be back next week with another great Tailgate Tip of the Week. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. It's time for that great segment we have every week where we've got the publisher of Inside Tailgating Magazine, Stacy Moore, coming in to talk to us about what's going on over at Inside Tailgating. Stacy, welcome to Tailgate Radio this week.
Thanks, John. Good to be back with you.
What's going on over there? You guys have been busier than a one-armed paper hanger. You guys are staying busy, and there's a lot going on. I was over at the website just this morning, and new recipes, new photos, just a whole lot of stuff going on over at Inside Tailgating.
Yeah, we're keeping the content fresh. We do original content every week on our website. We'll have new food and drink recipes up every Wednesday and Thursday. We do our grills and gear article every Monday, and fans and thrills every Friday.
Well, let's talk about that grills and gear, because, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, everybody that goes out in the tailgate lot, they've got a lot of differences. You know, everybody's got their own thing, but a couple of essentials that just about everybody's got, or at least they're associated with it, are grills. And I know you guys have got some great stuff about grills and gear. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys cover that and what you've got out there that we'd be interested in listening to this week?
Yeah, we got two grills that some people may not know about yet that we've been working on this year. The first grill is called the Pit Barrel, and we've been using that quite a bit. It's a charcoal steel drum. It's a 30-gallon steel drum. It has a charcoal basket, and it has two hanging rods. So they poked holes in the steel drum. You can put these hanging rods in there. Their package comes with 8 stainless steel hooks. So a few weeks ago, we hung 8 racks of ribs on these stainless steel hooks, let them cook for several hours, and took them off, and they were awesome. So that Pit Barrel, you know a lot of people that have made their own grill out of a 30-gallon steel drum, but the Pit Barrel guys have mastered it with these hanging rods and the hooks, and the way to take the hooks off. They give you a little tool that makes it easy to take the hooks off. Sits up on a stand. They bring you a stand, so it sits up off the ground, and they even throw some of their rubs in there as well. We use their all-purpose rub when we smoked some chicken wings this past weekend, and it was awesome.
Now, can you do both the more smoking type and the grilling with that grill?
Yeah, there's a grill grate that you can do. So if you don't want to smoke and you just want to grill, you can put the grill grate on the top and put your burgers or wings or whatever you want on there.
Yeah, you know, it depends on, you know, some of these stadiums now have rules on how early you can get there. So smoking sometimes is a tougher challenge. Not everywhere, but in some places. We were at a tailgate a couple of weeks ago where they would only let you be there 2.5 hours before kickoff, and you got to hump it to get everything set up, cooked, eaten, put away, and ready to go in the stadium. So it's good to know that that folks are still building products out there for the long smoke, because that's where the food gets really, I don't know, it's just world class in a lot of parking lots. I would challenge it, a lot of restaurants to produce the type and quality of food that that some of the folks out in the parking lot can produce. And it sounds like with this, what's the name of the actual grill? I don't want to mess up the name. The Pit Barrel. They've taken an old, tried and true concept and tweaked it and perfected it, sounds like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pitbarrelcooker.com, and they got a lot of great videos on there too. So they got a lot of great recipes, a lot of great videos that shows you step by step how to use the cooker. And we've tried out several of them this year and had a blast with it.
Now, you've got a tough job. You've got a tough job having to try out all these great, cool products, man. That is just that's the hard luck life right there, man.
Well, especially with grills, there's always so many innovations coming out, and you want to try all these different grills, and so we need to do more tailgating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was just talking earlier in the show about some statistics about how it's been determined that between 35 and 50 million Americans tailgate in some form or fashion every year in the U.S., but it seems like we need to step up the game a little bit to get more done.
No doubt, no doubt.
Now, you were talking about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Talking about the you were talking about the amount of the time that, you know, a lot of people are coming in with these restrictions on the amount of time that you can tailgate. And if you still want to, if you still want to use the charcoal grill, there's a new grill out that's from Australia. It's called the Lotus Grill, and it's a really neat small portable grill where the charcoal actually goes inside a little steel container, and the grill has a fan at the bottom, and so it's a battery operated fan. And what that does is you put that steel container in the center of this small grill, you turn the fan on, and it forces hot air up through the charcoal and out the top of this stainless steel container. And you get even cooking all around. You use about 90% less charcoal in this grill than you would a normal kettle grill. So it lights faster, it cooks faster. It's easy to clean up, and it's a great grill to have if you need to cook fast.
So, again, I take it that you had the hardship of actually having one of these to try it out. What did you cook on it when you gave it a whirl?
We just did some hamburgers on it, so we kept it simple and tested it out. It worked great. Cooked the hamburgers in about 10 minutes.
So you got the Lotus out of Australia, and you know they know a little bit about cooking down under. You know, I won't do mm-hmm. I won't do the proverbial shrimp on the Barbie quote, although I guess I just did. But they know how to
Barbie,
cook down there. Yeah, they know how to cook down there. And then you also said the pit barrel. So those are two great grilling choices. And are those available in retail and mass media and big box stores, or do you have to get them exclusively online?
Those, to the best of my knowledge, are exclusively online right now. Each grill is under $300.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, I appreciate you giving us some lowdown on some new grilling options. You know, we're always looking for some new ideas and new ways to cook out there. And we certainly appreciate you bringing those new ideas for the parking lot this week. How can folks get involved in what you're doing over there at Inside Tailgating?
Head on over to InsideTailgating.com. Follow us on Twitter at Tailgate With Us, or check us out on Facebook at Inside Tailgating.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest, Matt Lawson, from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. If you want to get more information on that, make sure you go to sportstailgateshow.com, and they can tell you about a space that may be available, or if you want to attend the show as a buyer, you can certainly do that. But it is a can't-miss event associated with sports, tailgating, and all the good stuff associated with that. Also want to thank Craig Work from the University, North Dakota State University, the Bison and Bison Tailgating. And they've got a big game coming up this weekend that would propel them into the semifinals, I think, of the FCS Championship. And they could three-peat, I think. I think they've won two in a row, and they're looking for that third championship in 3 years. Also want to thank a great author, award-winning author, comes from a great beer family, John Schlimm. We certainly want to thank him for coming in. So we've had a lot of fun this week on this week's show. Want to remind you folks that if you want to check out Tailgate Radio, you can always go to our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also find us on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on the TuneIn app, on your smartphone, at Podomatic. We are anywhere and everywhere you can catch audio on demand content. You know, we're in a new revolution of tailgating through sound and through podcasting. Podcasting has made a huge resurgence and has really become a big way to communicate with folks. And so we're so excited to be a part of that, and the folks that we're working with over at Midroll that handles all of our sales for our ads. And if you're interested in being an advertiser on the show, I can certainly reach out to me at tailgateradio@gmail.com, and I will connect you with the folks over there that can help you find a economic and very powerful way to reach your core audience for any of your ads. Also want to let you know, social media, big deal. We've got a great social media presence at Tailgate Radio, simple as that. And we're always tweeting great recipes and links of things that are of interest to the Tailgate Nation. And we are always inundated with great information that we try to get out. And so you can always catch us there, too. We want to thank everybody associated with Tailgate Radio. And, again, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I really do think we're going to have some big news on next week's show that I think you're all going to be excited about. And I know we certainly are here. So I hope to bring that to you next week. How's that for a tease? You know, it always bothers me when people do that on the radio or TV, like tease something. But I'm going to do it myself. So tune in next week, and we'll have hopefully some exciting news about Tailgate Radio. And if you're interested in coming on the show in the spring with your product, we're going to have a new show that's going to air weekly called Tailgate Training Camp. And we're going to specifically focus on your product. And we're also going to make an offer to the folks out in the world of the Tailgate Nation. So it's going to be a unique show. There's going to be some video content. And you're saying, well, how the heck can you do that over a podcast? Well, you just tune in and check it out because it's going to be badass. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, Bill in Boston, Midroll, and Matt out in Los Angeles, our guest this week, Matt Lawson, Craig Work in North Dakota, and John Schlimm in Pennsylvania, and we're everywhere. We want to thank everybody, folks here in the home base in San Antonio, Jen, Nick, Cave, Michael. Ashley was off this week. She's out of school. You know, she is our weather intern. I guess that's the right word to call it. And so she's done with school for the semester. So she's in the greater Atlanta area. So Ashley, if you're listening to this, we miss you. We know you're a big Seattle Seahawks fan. We hope you get to enjoy that game that you're going to either this weekend or next weekend. And for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, we want to thank you again so much for sharing the show, downloading it, supporting what we're doing, increasing our numbers weekly. We just couldn't be any more excited than we are to bring this to you. And we're gonna loosen the show up here. You know, once football season is over and we start motorsports and baseball and all the other things, we've got some really cool guests that we're going to be bringing you, and hope to have more information on that as well next week. So for everybody here, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Check you out on down the road.